Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 160 of Lost in Transation. I'm May.
And I'm Jack.
And this time we watch the Okonomiyaki Panic, the town full of Pokemon.
And also, busyness is booming for the Digimon hunt. The Shoping District's Master Hunta!
Exclamation point. And Taiki is targeted. The super celebrity star's brave shout. Just quickly, Diginews or Lost in News lately, Mon, but after this, there'll be no main episode until the 19th of January, because I'll be in Japan. Last time I was in Japan, I did a Japanese podcast, but I'm not bringing my computer this time, so I'm not sure how feasible that would be. So also, I'm going to be sending out Patreon reward collection letters a few weeks early, so I'm doing that next week. So it'll be prior to the payment for December to coming through. I just want to get that all out of the way because I'm not sure if I can send it from my phone, because it won't be as easy to send it from my phone. I'll also be posting photos and trip stuff to my personal Twitter as well as the Lost in Translation on Twitter. So if you are interested in having content, that's where to go. And I guess maybe YouTube as well, depending on things. And so yeah, happy holidays and happy new year and everything. If I can't produce content while I'm away, I can't, but if I do, I will. So yeah, just that was just a quick update.
Great.
And on to another synopsis. The first episode they're watching this week is called The Okonomiyaki Panic, The Town Full of Pokemon. What do you think will happen this episode?
This is hard. I want to say the Pokemon come in and eat all the cabbage so that no one can have Okonomiyaki anymore, even though Tagiru really wants some.
I'd like to point out that I actually gave the plot of this episode a couple of episodes ago, like exactly like what the title is, so if you can remember that, I've already given you what happens in the episode.
I really wish you would just tell me what you said. Because I don't know.
I'll give you the hint. Worst episode of Atmon.
Oh no! This is the one where Gumdramon runs away because he doesn't feel loved.
And also the Patamon one.
No!
So what will happen this episode?
Oh, he's gonna be friends with the Pagumon who's really evil. And it's gonna be so stupid. Don't make me watch this.
I haven't watched this episode yet because I don't want to because I hate it. It's the worst episode of Digimon. Like, ever. And usually I've watched them by now. Usually I just like to have them watched basically as soon as we finish the recording of the prior episode. But I don't want to have to watch this episode. I hate it. It can only go up from here, like 100%. It gets better from here because this is the worst episode in all of Hunters. So that's a good thing, I guess. Do you think anything will annoy you? I know what'll annoy me.
Everything. The whole thing. Oh no, I want to die. Don't make me watch this.
Yeah. My least favourite episodes in a lot of seasons are the Goggle Kid and his Digimon have an argument. I mean, it happened with Adventure with TK and he's not the Goggle Kid, but that was still one of the worst episodes of Adventure.
They don't get along for a stupid reason that's going to have no impact on the story at all.
Do you think it'll be a good episode? What rating?
-10.
That's not low enough.
My scale only goes so far.
No, it's beyond the scale. It's a negative outlier. Filler or not filler. Guess what? The whole season's filler.
Yeah, I know.
Ready for the second episode, which I think is vaguely better. Actually, no, I don't know. It's not. I mean, it's better, but like, it's still not
good. How
can
it not be better?
It's better. Everything beyond this, the Okonomiyaki Panic, is better. Anyway, the second episode. Business is booming for the Digimon hunt. The Shopping District's Master Hunter.
I don't know. Like, none of that made any sense. There's, like, Christmas sales. It's like Black Friday, but no one... But the chocolate costs $1 million, because... Oh, man, this must be some really good chocolate.
Digimon the movie. I'll give you a hint. The Digimon is a coin, a yen coin. Or not a yen coin, but I think it's a 100 yen coin, maybe. It's one with a hole in it.
None of the coins in Japan have holes in them.
Yes, they do.
That's Chinese currency.
I'm pretty sure that... I'll do a search, but yeah, do you think anything will annoy you in this episode?
I don't even know what's going to happen, but it sounds boring.
The 5 yen coin has a hole in it. The 100 yen doesn't, but the 50 and the 5 does. I think he's a 5 yen coin. I know it's 5 yen because it's got the Japanese number for 5 on it.
Okay. Yeah, I guess it does.
5 and 50 both have holes in it, so he is a 5 yen coin because he's gold. That's my hint.
Fair enough. That doesn't mean anything to me. Why would that be a hint?
I don't know. I just wanted to say something I remember about this episode because I actually do remember this episode. It's not a good... a good one that I do remember has to do with, like, it's like a cooking ramen episode, and I think Ogumon is in it, and I think Ogumon is fighting with an Ogumon variant.
Iron Chef? Is that what it's going to be?
No, it's not Iron Chef. It's,
Ogun Chef?
No, it's less like, it's more like that Frontier episode I liked with the Bergamon, kind of, I guess, but they're arguing about who makes better ramen or something. Anyway, this episode's not that. Do you think it'll be a good episode, the one with the business is booming?
No, obviously not.
Rating?
2.
Filler or not filler?
Yes, filler. Clearly.
The third episode that we're watching this time is Taiki is Targeted, the Super Celebrity Star's Brave Shout. What do you think will happen this episode? It's probably not what you think.
Hold on, say that again.
Taiki is Targeted, the Super Celebrity Star's Brave Shout.
What the hell? No, I was like, Super Celebrity? Does that mean Akari's back?
Does
that mean Nene's here?
No, it's not the Nene one.
Wait, there is a Nene one?
I mean, it's not a Nene one. No, this episode is not a Nene episode.
Oh, she shows up spoilers. Later. Yeah, finally. Something we remember that maybe isn't written. It's going to be written.
Much later.
In the last six episodes. No, in the last episode. It's going to show up in the epilogue. Hey, like, hey, what happened?
It's not the epilogue. It's much later. We're almost halfway through the season.
I want to say Starmon, the big yellow one, but I don't know. Yeah. Doesn't tell me anything. It's Starmon. Is anyone? Oh my god! Oh my god! I was joking. Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's Starmon anyway. That's why I said it's not what you initially think. Which is like when I read this, I was like, "Hey, is that the Nene? Does Nene show up in this episode?" And I looked it up. Now Starmon.
So, like, the most reasonable thing would be that this is the part of the season where Taiki sort of learns he has to take a step back and not save Tagiru all the time because he's busy or there's some sort of danger or risk around him or Shoutmon or something. But because it's all filler, that's not going to happen until episode 20.
God, this is... like, I hope you're right about Taiki wanting to step back. I cannot remember this episode at all, though.
But I don't really believe that's going to happen. I have no faith in that.
I wish you were right.
Well, but then we're just stuck with Tagiru, who's just worse.
What if Tagiru just dies?
Oh, that'd be cool. If you just turned out to be the main character the whole time, I'd be like, all right, cool. Let's see where this goes.
Hopefully.
Weird flex, but okay.
It's like how 02 should have gone. Daisuke dies in the first episode and Hikari is the little kid.
Correct.
Because why would anyone else... Like, people say, Takeru should be the little kid. No, he shouldn't.
No, because he's a boy.
Takeru is a... Like, stop for a second. Takeru would be a terrible leader. He has no control over his emotions, which is not a bad thing, but it's not a leader trait.
Yeah, there's a much more simple answer, right?
Yeah, Hikari is the original answer.
Yeah, because it's her brother.
Yeah.
If he's going to give the goggles to anyone, it'd be his sister.
And she would show the leadership. Actually, her and Miyako are both probably the most likely candidates for being a leader.
Now, Miyako's a nobody.
She has, but she's got leader personality in the way that she kind of is.
No, she literally did it once.
Yeah, I like Miyako. But anyway, Hikari should have had the goggles. Anyway, what were we saying this episode? Right.
You like her because she has pink hair, and pink means she's a girl.
What will annoy you? She has purple hair. What will annoy you about Taiki as Targeted?
Does she? No. What will annoy me is that it will mean nothing, and Taiki will learn no lessons.
It's a good episode.
She does have purple hair. It's like lavender.
Yeah, it's not pink, though. It's lavender. Because she's not a girly girl. She's tough. Tough with 3 Fs.
Lavender doesn't make you tough.
Yeah, she's tough. She's tough like Goemon X antibody. Anyway.
What's Goemon X antibody? I do not remember this reference anymore.
Well, if you answer these questions, I will send you it, and we can talk about it in Obnoxious Synopsis, because I've got a picture of it from the guide. But yeah, just... Will this episode
Wait, is that the one with the shoes?
No, that's Targetmon.
Oh, okay.
I'm sending you a photo of it now. Do you think it'll be a good episode?
No, of course I don't. I think it's going to be terrible. It's going to be rated a 2, and it's going to suck, and I'm going to be upset.
Filler or not filler?
It's going to be filler. It's like episode 20.
Before we conclude Obsin, I have sent you Goemon X antibody.
Let's take a look at this thing. Oh my god, he's so tough.
Right, isn't he?
I actually love this so much.
Yeah, he's the best. It's an X-antibody Digimon.
Oh, he's so fluffy.
Yeah.
He just looks really... He looks like Kirby's, like, really pissed.
Yeah, Kirby's really pissed. I love it. No, he's my favourite. Like, I don't know. The X-antibody Digimon have all got pretty amazing designs. Some of them just look edgier. Some of them are just jokes. Like, Togemon X-antibody is wearing a poncho and sombrero. Boo.
Well, that's just the reference to the Capcom character.
Yes.
Look at the picture I sent on Discord.
Yeah,
would that
I
not
saw
have made
it.
Try better?
Yeah, it's
I love you already not having anything with it.
I love all the fan art that came out of the 02 kids in Try. But yeah, it never happened.
The best thing about Try, though, mm-hmm. is that the writers... You know what? As much as it would have been good to see the Zero Two kids, because it would have made the whole thing make sense, objectively, the best thing about Try is them completely sandbagging Zero Two to the point where it may as well have never happened.
Yeah.
Except for the Digimon Emperor, for some reason.
Because he was the best part of Zero Two?
You're right.
I sent you a picture of Togemon X Antibody, yeah, by the way.
Real happy.
Yeah, like, the X-Antibody Digimon have amazing designs. I love them so much. They make me happy with my life. Dracomon X-Antibody got released, and it's great. But anyway, any more predictions? Oh, by the way, how relevant do you think our three douchebags who stand and watch from a building will be in these episodes?
They'll be antagonists, but they're not going to effectively do anything. Like, at the end of these episodes, if they had not happened, nothing will... Like, if we watched from the end of the last episode we watched and then skip four episodes forward, I don't think anything will have changed and you wouldn't have missed anything.
I mean, that's same with the whole season.
True, yes. But, like, that's what I'm trying to establish, is that they effectively will not have done anything.
Also, like, real talk at this point, like, why are they not all ever showing up at once except in the first three episodes? They're all kind of, like, being antagonists on their own. Like, they're being Dark Masters.
Well, because if they're hunters who have to collect their own stuff, it makes more sense for them to be apart. It actually didn't make sense that they were a team, except that they had to hunt things together because they all sucked.
Mm.
Also, you notice how the way they tried to capture Digimon in that first episode has never come up again?
Never.
I really think that first one was a pilot, and they changed tons of stuff after that.
Well, as I said, the relationships between characters changed as well. Gumjimon and, like, Shoutmon don't have anything. You and Tigeru have weird relationship that changes per episode. Gumjimon looked like he was going to be using Tigeru through this episode, like, through the whole season. Remember that? Tiger was like, hey, I'm going to use this sucker so I can do the hunt.
But what's the hunt mean? So, like, he doesn't have any motivation because the audience doesn't know what's happening.
No, I'm just saying, when has that ever been relevant again?
Never. And it probably never will be because they're best friends now.
Yeah. But, any other, like, predictions?
What could I possibly predict, that the information is so little?
Yeah, true.
And I already said I'll be sad.
Yeah. All right, so I guess onto the show?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go.
Let's go. Episode 61 starts up with the characters playing basketball, because that's what they do, and apparently Taki promised Tigeru Okonomiyaki if he got a goal, and then they all go to the Digicourts suddenly after the basketball match, and Pokemon are forcing the man to cook for them. Yu and Taki says it's bad that they're doing that, but Tigeru loves the smell, and it just shows that he's not a great character by the fact that Yu and Taki are both saying, hey, this is bad, and Tigeru is completely distracted by the fact because he likes the smell of the food.
Did you know that slavery is bad? Yeah, but look, it's so delicious.
Tigeru captures the Pokemon, who starts crying because Gumjimon hurt him. And then it turns out the bloke made so much Okonomiyaki and they have to eat it, so they all eat the Okonomiyaki. So now Pokemon belongs to Tigeru, and he's calling him master now, and he says that his master smells good and sucks on him in a really, really awkward scene.
It's real bad.
It's really weird.
So this whole section here brings up brings up the awful question, which no one seems to want to ask in this show, which is that if by capturing Digimon they become yours, and those Digimon are, like, alive, this is the first Digimon season ever, I think, where you're not friends with all of the Digimon that you capture.
No.
You capture them by force, and then they have to hang out with you.
Yeah.
And in this case, it's manipulating him.
Yeah. In Cross Wars, it was like, they had to make friends before he joined the army, and sort of said, hey, Taiki, I want to join your army now, and that's how that you would catch the Digimon in Cross Wars, but now it's just like, it's Pokemon.
And think about the implications for, I don't remember what it was in episode 2, the water guy, who was just super evil. Splashmon was just evil.
Yeah.
So if they ever try to use him, well, he obviously has a mind of his own in some way or another, so it's entirely possible that he could turn on them, or that he could have his own plans going in the background, because they're still conscious when they're in the Crossloader.
Mm.
In fact, they hang out with the Digimon in the Crossloader. What's stopping Splashmon from punching everyone in the face inside the Crossloader?
It's inconsistent on whether or not Digimon can get out of the Crossloader as well. Like, even in these three episodes, they can't make up on their mind on how can Digimon get out of the Crossloader.
Yeah, like, on one hand, in the previous episode with
Cutemon.
Yeah, Cutemon, it's okay, once you're in the Crossloader, you can't get out if I don't let you. And in this one, Gundramon can hop into someone else's crossloader.
No, Cutemon actively jumped out of Taiki's crossloader.
That's true. In addition to doing that, Gundramon in one of these episodes jumps into Ryoma's crossloader. Like, oh, whatever, I can just do whatever. Don't need to get captured.
We've also had Digimon be trapped in the crossloader because they can't get out without being reloaded. So it's just really weirdly inconsistent. So Pokemon's being really polite and cute towards Taigaroo, and then Taigaroo's being all cocky about the fight, and then you and Taiki and some high schoolers walk past, and there's some potato chip issues, and it's Jagiamon, who, it's a pun, by the way, because Jagiamono is potato.
Of course. But it's not that he wants potato chips. It's that he is a potato, and he wants revenge, because people who eat potato chips, well, they're evil.
Yeah. See, I think that's cute. Like, I don't have a problem with that.
I mean, it's the most 3-year-old joke in the world. The show is for 5-year-olds, like, 100%.
I find it fine. Like, the
that's because you're a 5-year-old.
I know, but I find it... Yeah, I know, but the show is for kids. You said it. Like, that's okay. Like, that is a fun thing. Like, the whole episode's terrible, but I'm going to give it that at least, that it's cute that this potato doesn't like people eating potato chips.
It's just weird because Digimon's not been aimed that way before, and I guess they've gone, well, our new market for the last third of this season is half the age that they were before.
Mm.
Is anyone going to have to confront, like, killing themselves for the good of the group, like Taiki had to?
Just while I'm thinking of it, like, in terms of this episode being bad, and I believe I mentioned it being, like, the adventure episode where we had Pico Devimon and Patamon, and in that episode it was Patamon kind of like saying, hey, this guy is super evil, and TK saying, but no, he's nice. And in this episode, like, Pokemon has not done anything wrong when Gundramon runs away.
Pokemon actually never does anything wrong.
Yeah.
Because the ones that come out of it, are the cream-colored ones after it eats the Okonomiyaki, are arguably a different species.
Yes.
They literally stole the plot of Gremlins. Yeah.
Yeah, this episode is, I'd never thought of it until like just about a minute ago, but this episode is Gremlins. Like, you're not, instead of not after midnight, it's just don't feed him Okonomiyaki, apparently.
That bit where he says the words, hold on a minute, you can eat this, is the only good thing in all of this season so far.
Yeah.
And yet it's obviously swallowed by this episode being, you know what, actually, the end, like, this whole first bit is so boring and painful, but I've got to give this episode credit that, thinking about it again since, this might be the silliest episode and might actually be the best one as a result.
I know, I just hate how it's so obviously, and we'll get to it more when we get to it, but it's just so obviously, oh, how do we write ourselves out of this? No, how do we get ourselves out of this?
I agree with you. Like, that was my first instinct is, wow, they physically couldn't figure out a reason, so they wrote the dumbest thing in the world. But it's so dumb. Like, it crests the hill of, like, bad writing. Okay, now it's hilariously bad. Mm. That hits the zero that I want. Like, you know that bit in Detention where it completely, like, flips itself into nonsense?
Yeah.
That's what this does. We'll go over how the conflict, quotation marks, is resolved. Because it should be basically insurmountable.
Mm. So, Pokemon says he'll fight because he knows more when it comes to food Digimon. And that is apparently a good argument, despite him being a ball.
Well, he doesn't know. So, he's stupid. Yeah. It's not like Pico Devimon, where you can assign some kind of evilness to it. In hindsight, everything Pokemon does is totally legit. He's just a bit Pokemon's annoying. Like,
and there's not even that moment when Pokemon's just being nice to Taigaroo because he wants to get something out of it. I think he's just a nice Digimon that can't eat Okonomiyaki because he turns into apparently an Oopamon lookalike.
Yeah, and he doesn't really get along with Gundramon, but mostly, I think, it's because Gundramon hit him.
Yes.
So it's kind of understandable. He's not doing it for an advantage. He's legit about this whole thing. Just annoying.
Mm.
But Gundramon's, like, running off was really stupid, like, contrived.
Yeah, it's sort of like in the Atmon episode that was the worst, where Gatchmon runs away. It was sort of like, hey, Gatchmon, you're overreacting.
No, I'm not. And he screams and runs away. In this case, though, it's probably mostly Tagiru's fault.
Yeah, I was just about to say, like, at least in Atmon, it was not Haru's fault.
Because in this case, like, why wouldn't he take Gundramon's side after he told him to hit the Pogumon?
Yeah.
Like, Like, he ordered him to do it. Why would then he, like, throw Gundramon under the bus over it?
Yeah, that's
really
fair.
Stupid. And then why would Gundramon think, oh yeah, Ryoma, he seems like the greatest guy. I'm gonna hang out with him now.
Well, that was just a dumb jealousy thing, I guess. So, yeah, speaking of which, the three weirdos show up.
Team Rocket? Laughing.
Yeah, Team Rocket, effectively. And they said that they're useless, and Gundramon says he got caught because he was distracted. Like, the Pokemon got caught because he was distracted by food, and Pokemon cries, and then Taiki and Gundramon fight, and Roma captures Jagumon during this time.
What did Team Rocket want here? Like, I know they got this potato dude. That's fine. Whatever. But was that really their ultimate goal? Because I think it's later in this episode, and it's the stupidest thing. There's Ryoma standing there with Gundramon and looking over at, like, the octopus and the lobster fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And he says words to the extent of, like, oh yeah, I can capture these things if I want to, but I don't really care.
Mm.
So if he's... Why would he go after the random potato, but not the king octopus?
Look, when has the three weirdos ever been done anything that makes sense? Like, when have they ever been consistent in their behavior?
Look, when you're right, you're right.
Like Roma's almost a good guy in this episode, despite the fact he's all three of them have been pretty evil. Like, remember that time where they were all for Iru? Is that her name? I forget. The girl.
Yeah, I think so.
And they were all for her stealing a Digimon, and now he's just okay with being a good guy suddenly, and it's, I don't know, it's inconsistent, and like they can't make up their mind about what, where they want them. Do they want them to be like the collective Yamato? Do they want them to be sort of like an antagonist group? Do they want them just to be another group of protagonists? Like, they're just on their separate mission? What do they want them to be? Because I feel like at the start it was they are competing participants in this Digimon hunt. And then they became, no, they're Team Rocket. They're causing problems. They're stealing Digimon. They are causing humans to act badly in the real world. They're just being awful people in general. And now they're just kind of being a little bit of the Yamato character, where they're just kind of antagonizing the main character and occasionally being somewhat secretively helpful.
I think the problem is that they have never, ever managed to establish, like, what the goal of any of these characters is. The
only
people with long-term goals are Tagiru to outshine Taiki in some way, which is lame and means nothing, and the other one is this new guy Mashimo in the next episode, whose goal is to make money.
Oh, that's cute. You think he's going to continue to show up?
Oh, no, I know he's not going to. I'm, like, certain he's not going to, but the point is that he has an ultimate goal.
I think when I mentioned this season a while ago for the first time before we started watching it, I think I said it was like the premise of Atmon, but every so often we have a Digimon World Tour, and that's what I meant by every so often we have a Digimon World Tour.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, which, like, I don't hate. Like, it's fine. I'd like to see, like, because the clock man says, hey, there are lots of people doing this hunt, so I find that it's fine that occasionally they'll cross paths with someone else who's also doing the hunt. I like that, but I don't know, it's just...
But what is the hunt? Like, that makes it more confusing that this guy joined the hunt, but he's using the hunt to make money, which means that the goal of the hunt must be less interesting than opening a takoyaki stand.
Yes. Or maybe they just don't know the goal.
But why wouldn't they know the goal? How did they get it?
Well, we don't know the goal. Tigeru doesn't know the goal. Nobody knows the goal. It's just to catch Digimon.
Then why do they do it?
Because they like Digimon. Well, what? Why did Tigeru do it? Because he thought it was cool. Which, still,
yeah, but he's
I'm
an
sorry.
Idiot.
That it's just a weird reaction to Digimon that it should be, oh, these things look like they can kill me.
But then why would you capture them and not just murder them?
Mm, that's fair.
I guess because in the process of murdering them, you accidentally capture them, even though when we're first shown the capturing, it's a specific thing you have to intentionally do with, like, rings. And that comes out again in the third episode today.
Yeah.
You just does it for the first time for no reason.
Mm. So Tigeru is talking to the others about what happened, and then he reloads Pokemon and at home and asks if he's lonely, and Pokemon's sad because Tigeru doesn't smell like Okonomiyaki, and Tigeru says, oh, don't worry, I'll cook, which is like a pretty sweet moment.
I'm surprised they didn't do a joke that he can't cook, but then I realized it's not his mom doing it, so.
Yeah. Also, he's like got a special ability where he can now cook. This was they just write in aspects of characters randomly as they are needed. We haven't heard of him cooking before.
Well, it doesn't look like he does that good a job, so I tend to think this is just a, like, cultural... You know what? People can generally cook
Looks
basic
fine to me.
Stuff.
I mean, it does turn... the Pokemon into a monster, but it looks fine to me. Like, that's just Okonomiyaki, man.
I don't know.
It's really good. So, Pokemon didn't know that you can eat it and not just smell it, which is really cute. And Pokemon loves it and he eats it all. He turns yellow and starts multiplying for no reason, by the way. This isn't given a reason. It's not a variant of Pokemon. It's not, like, an attack he has.
It's just and a thing he does.
The Upamon version doesn't have a name. It's just Pokemon. And it's just what he does. It's just a thing that they just decided to write in. And the problem with this episode, besides the fact I want to punch, like, every one of the cast multiple times in the face, besides, like, you, I guess, and I guess Taiki, but it's just sort of, they are just writing things as they are relevant, or, hey, how can we make this a problem? They could have just kept it, like, the problem could have just been the relationship between Gumtramon and Tigaroo, because they don't have a good relationship. They're fighting all the time. Yes, it jumps from it varying levels of consistency about their friendship there, but it's not a good friendship. It's terrible. and both of them, they're only friends for the gain of the other, like, well, themselves. It's a very selfish thing. Like, Gumtramon wanted someone to join the hunt. Tigaroo just wanted to join the hunt and be better than Taiki, and they're both doing it, like, doing this friendship for selfish reasons. But I don't know, it's just, they could have done better in terms of writing this episode. And I don't know, it's like, it's very contrived. It's just like,
I love that that's basically the tagline of every episode in the season.
No, but this is like, this is worse because they're just writing things as they need to. They're writing things in that will never get mentioned again. Tigaroo has this random love for Okonomiyaki now and can cook it. And I don't know, it's like how they keep on putting them into different sports. And at least where we have baseball in the next episode, the episode after next, it's legitimate because it's just Taiki doing his thing again, being Taiki and falling over because he's tired and he was only volunteering out of, like, for first time ever. Like, that's fine. But in terms of, like, them suddenly being in the kendo club, that was never relevant again. Basketball, okay, yes, they're fine. They can do basketball.
Because there's been some time between the last season and this season.
Yeah, and it's weird that Taiki plays basketball, because I don't think he does. I think that was just a one-off thing. But it's fine for you and Tigaroo to play basketball. That's fine. But they keep on bringing in random sports that they're part of. It's just only when it's relevant. So, yeah, Pokemon is becoming Upamon and multiplying. And they fly off and Tigaroo follows them. And they're all forcing the bloke to cook Okonomiyaki. They won't go back into the crossloader. And then Tigaroo reloads Metal Tyrannomon.
Because there is no back in the crossover. Yeah. They were never in it to begin with.
Well, Pokemon was.
But that's not what these are.
Yeah.
And even if it was, it's a different one now.
Yeah. The Upamon. The Upamon, which is just still weird to me. Did you think he looked like Upamon?
I don't even know what Upamon looks like off the top of my head.
Upamon evolves into Amarimon.
That helps the wing me. Ball. Not at all. I'm just going to look it up. It's the same color. That's the only thing. So the answer is... And also, all bald Digimon look the same. So
not necessarily.
The answer is not really.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's a reason why all bald Digimon tend to have different colors, because otherwise they look the same.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the ones that are just flowers on their heads and stuff, but, you know, whatever. So, yeah, he reloads Metal Tyrannomon because he doesn't have Gumdramon, and there are too many, and Roma's watching some Digimon fight, and Gumdramon says that Roma's cool and different from Tigaroo, and Roma asks if he misses him.
You're so cool how you don't do anything.
Yeah, he's just standing there and saying, I don't want to catch them, and I'm just like, whatever, I don't care. It's weird. Pokemon's eating Takoyaki and Soba now because they eat everything now, which is random. And Roma's listening in on Taiki, and you're talking about the Pokemon. And I would like to point out, how did Tigaroo tell you what was going on?
That's a good point.
They don't have the wristers in this season. We're not even sure how they would work. We don't know if they can communicate between the crossloaders. There hasn't been a moment that Tigaroo hasn't been in the digicourts during this time. How did Tigaroo tell you about what was happening?
That's a very good question.
As I said, it's only written because it's relevant and they needed to... The whole episode is just like, oh, and what happens next? It's like if a bunch of people, like maybe 10, 15 people were sitting in a circle and they were each writing something one sentence at a time, and it was just like gradually getting worse. Like, okay, we find a Pokemon, he's eating Okonomiyaki, they catch the Pokemon, but the Pokemon's really cute. Gumdramon doesn't like it, Gumdramon's grumpy, they fight. Gumdramon goes to the other person's crossloader, defying, and also I'd like to point out the people in the circle have not seen any of this season. They are just shown these characters.
All right. That so also explains... design, guess what he's like.
Yeah, so that's why Rom is a different character. Ren and Iru do not speak I'm of the belief that they're collectively one person, because we never see them do anything independently, or, and if we do, the other two are not there. Like, that's a very rare thing for them to be acting as not a unit or not individually, like, you know, together at the same time, if that makes sense. It's just weird. It's only one character that's relevant at a time. That's what I'm saying. They're never all relevant.
True. They may as well not even be there. They're just numbers for the sake of being all together.
Yeah, like, the one time they were all being relevant was when Iru was stealing Cutemon, and Ren and Roma were like, hey, we're gonna keep,
but they were just kind of backup, yeah.
Yeah, but even then, anything could have been in that line of fire. It just, like, whatever. It's so weird that they're not. It's weird.
And it's from about this point that the show just, like, cranks up the complete wacky stupidness to 11.
The thing is, it's not even wacky and stupid in a good way. It's wacky and stupid of, like, they sit at this moment, and then, like, there are so many Pokemon. A random guy is just in the Digicourts.
No, I'm talking about where they drop their crossloaders into the food.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of funny. And they cook it.
And here's the thing, right? Crossloaders are big enough that they pop out of the food, but they don't. So they have to, like, search through them. But the best is how Takiru has little, like, choppy things and is trying to separate it a little bit to find it, because he's being really polite. He doesn't want to break up the food. He's trying to extract his crossloader with as little fuss as possible.
But I think that's hilarious. It's not in character for what they're doing.
Oh, it's not at all.
And as I said, it's very much, let's sit in a circle and come. It's like an improv class where we all have to construct a story. And when I blow my whistle, we're going to go to the next person. And then Taiki finds the crossloaders, but they're red hot. Oh no!
And then Gumdramon has the great idea.
Gives Gumdramon back to Tuggeru for no reason.
For no reason. Even though Gumdramon is presumably quite rare.
Yes.
Which is exactly what Roma wants.
In episode 1, didn't they want to capture Gumdramon as well as Metal Tyrannomon? They were like, oh, I want to capture the purple one.
I think they mentioned it, but I think that mostly they were just hunting other stuff. You know, it was Shoutmon who wanted Gumdramon. But the point being,
I'm pretty sure they wanted I know at least Iru did, and because she's part of the three, they all collectively have a brain cell, apparently. So, yeah, so Roma gives Gumdramon back to Tigeru, because that's what the next person in the circle said. And then the next person says that we have to make a giant Okonomiyaki to bait the Pokemon into the pool, and then we're gonna spin them around and make an Okonomiyaki out of all the Pokemon. And we split the Okonomiyaki in the middle, which, by the way, is made out of a Digimon. This is made out of an animal, a living animal, many of them, so many that they're all clumped together, and we're gonna cut it with a knife, and then one's gonna come out.
You cook it. Why do they become a liquid, like a that can whirlpool? Why do they become ingredients of Okonomiyaki? It doesn't matter.
We are collectively in a circle with 14 other people, and every time there's a whistle, we get to add an extra line. And
did you mention how they become a giant face?
Yeah, why not?
What does that do? I don't know. It makes them good for cooking.
Like, if we're doing improv, like, it's just random stuff, right? Like, you know, what's the first thing that comes to my head? It has to be improv. It has to be funny. Ha ha ha. Let's make them into a giant Okonomiyaki. Like, that, and it's like a child wrote this.
Yeah,
like,
but it's very, it's much still the how do I write thing myself? They've done.
How do I get out of this situation? Oh, I woke up. That's the next level of, I can't write myself out of the situation, so I'm gonna wake up.
And once it finishes, why is Ryoma like, oh right, he's finally getting good at hunting? Like, that seems the opposite of what he would want.
Yeah, as I said, they're not sure if they want him to be collectively, the three weirdos, to be Team Rocket, or if they're the Yamato group, or if they're just three random kids. But they just can't choose between the three and how relevant they are to the plot and if they're good or not. So, yeah, Pokemon's back to normal for some reason. Not sure how we knew this would work, but whatever. And Tigeru captures him, and it's just, this episode, I thought I hated it for a reason, and it turns out I hate it for so many more reasons than what I thought. But and Gumdramon and
Tigeru, it's also
the
most entertaining of all of them somehow.
Because it's bad.
Yeah, and but we, finally and a we good kind of bad.
Like, we said how we have boring bad, where it's just like, oh, this happens, and then this happens, and as per the formula, this happens. This episode is just, as I said, it's improv. And that's wacky. You can do wacky improv. This is an improv episode.
That's better than all the other stuff that they do.
Like, if someone, if we got a letter in Postal Pat that just said, hey, that episode was actually, like, a contest winner's submission, I'd be like, yeah, all right, that's cool. Or, like, this was a special episode they made with, like, they went to a primary school and they said, hey, let's write a Digimon episode together. I'm like, yeah, that's good. But assuming it's not that, and it's just they legitimately paid people who are writers, and that's their job, to write this episode, and they could not make it, like, coherently consistent, I think they made a problem. And the problem was having jobs.
If only they wouldn't have jobs.
And of course, the end of the episode, after we see Gumdramon and Tigaru fighting again, because of course, that's how filler it is. At the end of a filler episode, nothing has changed. And of course, obviously, Gumdramon and Tigaru have an inconsistent friendship. It changes from episode to episode. Same with everything. Same with you and Tigaru. They can't get things consistently correct. They can't get characters correct. They can't get relationships correct. It's just randomly changing every episode. It's just bad. Anyway, best part of the episode, the introduction corner.
Yeah, best part of the episode is when they cook the big face.
Yeah, but no. The best part of every episode, as I told you, was the introduction corner, and it's Pokemon introduced. It's Digicross with Basedmon, and Pokemon becomes her bum and she farts. Even the best part of the episode is the worst. What do you think of this episode as someone who's new to Digimon?
It was unique.
It was bad.
It was definitely quite bad. But at the same time, just like, it's that special kind of bad where you're like, you know what? You can laugh and actually have a good time with it. Where so much of Digimon is that awful kind of bad where you're like, I regret ever having watched that.
No, it's just bad. Like, bad, bad.
I hear you.
Like, bad. It has so many issues. It's inconsistent. I hate it. What'd you rate it? Because I rate it like I don't think zero is low enough.
I do. I rate it a strict zero.
I rate it a -10.
Nice.
It's bad. What about your predictions, Hymnox Synopsis?
He comes running to Pokemon. Gumdramon takes it really badly, runs off crying. They don't actually spend the whole episode looking for him. In fact, the weird thing is that Tigaru never looks for him.
No, Tigaru does. The only time Tigaru actually thinks about what happened is when he tries to reload Gumdramon and just says, oh, you're not there. And that's another reason why I think it's just a group collective effort, because somebody said, now we reload Gumdramon. And then the person who had the wacky idea of Gumdramon going away pipes in and said, actually, Gumdramon's with the other guy. And then they go, oh. And then, because no one remembered, because Tigaru didn't mention it. The only person who did mention it was Gumdramon. Tigaru was just hanging out with Pokemon, not remembering his partner. Remember all those times in Digimon where they were separated and the human was just like, man, my Digimon though?
I love that Gumdramon, like, learned nothing. He was actually just perfectly happy to hang out with Ryoma. And so it was just Ryoma saying, now go home. He was like, all right, sure.
Yeah, Ryoma should have kept Gumdramon because, like, things seemed better.
It's certainly more in character for him to keep him.
Yeah. And then maybe in a couple of episodes we can have, like, this wonderful moment when they realize they both like each other. Like, remember in the Agumon Runs Away episode of Digimon Savers? When they both sort of just realized that they needed each other?
Mm-hmm.
That was nice. I mean, I still don't like the running away episodes. Like, I feel like they're annoying and they are frustrating. But just, oh, it was bad. Episode 62 starts off with them being in grocery stop, and there's a boy with a purple cross loader is there. And then meanwhile, Gumdramon and Tigaru are hunting a 1-yen coin Digimon. Then we see the boy show up. His name is Hideki, and he has a Dobermon.
I've been calling him Mashimo the whole time.
I'm just calling him by one of his names. You might be calling him by his surname. So he captures the 1-yen coin, and Tigaru yells at him and says that he saw that first. And then Hideki says, hey, it's just part of my business. So he fixes broken registers, and because by catching the Zenimon, Zenimon, I believe means coin.
Well, Zenny is just the name of a bunch of different, like, fantasy currencies.
Yeah, because it means coin, I'm pretty sure, in Japanese. So he has a Dobermon who kind of just grabs it and shakes it because he's a dog. And he says he's not really interested in hunting, he's just really making money. And he's saving up to make a takoyaki stand. Now, at the start of this episode, I forgot the entire... I forget every episode because they're not important, they're not good. And for some reason, I thought that it was going to, like, him being, he breaks the cash registers and then gets the money.
No, he just... He helps out, refuses money, and is like, ah, nah, but I'll take it though, actually. And that's his whole plan.
And then he returns it, which is good. He's good. Like, it's like he has the same dream as Daisuke, but Daisuke were just like, I want to make a noodle cart, and it was random. This one, I don't know, it's cute. So he asked the others if they want to join, and Yu is pretty against it because he's using Digimon as, like, to work for them, and Yu hates that. But this is another part of his character that's only relevant now, I'd like to point out. And Tigeru is all for it because Tigeru is selfish, I guess. And then we see that there's a Ganemon who's retrieving Zenimon, and that also, I believe, means money. And he says he needs help, and then he does, like, the side evil smile thing, so you know he's evil. And that's how you knew Pagamon in the last episode was not evil, because we never got the, like, the typical, and Digimon loves doing this, the, they trust
anime
me,
loves so. Doing that. To be totally fair, it's in a lot of stuff. It's just that Digimon uses a lot, because half the drama in Digimon is, that Digimon seemed nice, oh, but they're not.
Yeah, I don't, it's bad. Anyway, like, I mean, it's, I like it when we don't know if a character's evil or not. It always makes it obvious here. Anyway, so Zenimon are basically robbing people and getting the money and returning it to the Ganemon. And so they're helping Ganemon, but Ganemon's getting bigger and bigger, and Tigeru notices. And then there's a takoyaki stand, and Hideki gets really motivated. Then all the cash registers start breaking, and Taiki sees there's a huge crowd of Zenimon at one register. Ganemon's being shifty, because of course he is. It turns out he's releasing Zenimon to retrieve money, and he loves human greed, and he eats it in the form of money, apparently.
But he eats them in, like, 100 yen bites, and by the amount of times he does it, it looks like he grew double the size for about 50 bucks. He's pretty cheap, all things considered. Later on, he gets way more money, but to double in power, to say the words like, oh, I was basically back to full power, it's like $50. It wasn't a lot.
Ooh. So he lost all his power when he came to the human world, and he says that Hideki's greedy like him, and Hideki says it's for his dream to make customers happy. And this is where I noticed that this episode does not feel like a Digimon episode. It just feels weird. Anyway, Ganemon becomes a gold coin, Gumdramon super evolves, and I've said it before, I'll say it again, it's so annoying that Gumdramon can just super evolve whenever he likes, despite his relationship with Tigeru being rubbish. It's just, it was always said as a super important thing to be able to evolve, and super evolve, especially in Cross Wars, and
but not anymore, kiddos!
Yeah, I don't know. So, it's weird. Also, Gumdramon has no character in this episode. Did you notice that?
Does he ever? Like, sometimes he shows a little bit, but, like, he has, I guess he has personality, not character, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but he does not have a personality in this episode. Digimon.
I'm trying to think if it ever comes up. No, I guess he doesn't.
This is the only time he talks, and it's to say Gumdramon evolve. Like, that's the only time Gumdramon does anything in this episode, and it's to evolve. Anyway. So Shatmon and Yu show up. Yu tells Tigeru that he shouldn't be using Digimon as profit, and it's really weird because Yu is almost acting like it's Tigeru's fault that this is happening, right? It's not. It's not his fault in the slightest. Ganemon would have been doing this anyway. If anything, Tigeru helped stop them. It's weird. So Hideki uses gives Tigeru Dobamon, and then he crosses it with Arrestamon, and he has so he can have his speed. It looks really dumb.
Why do they like the centaur design so much?
I have no idea. It looks dumb. It's just, I don't know.
I agree with you.
I mean, it makes it faster, I guess?
Not necessarily. It just makes them really unbalanced.
Anyway, so Hideki takes Ganemon. He's going to make Ganemon work for him. And then Ganemon releases the Zenimon to return all the money. Hideki refunds the money, and Tigeru is sad. And Hideki's like, hey, I want to earn the money in, like, legitimate ways, not like this. And Tigeru's really mad about this, which is weird, because Tigeru was really, like, almost a decent person with being motivated by Hideki's motivation and his dream. And now Tigeru's mad at him?
Yeah, this amazing protagonist is like, I didn't get any Digimon or any money. Best main character ever, obviously.
Yeah, it's awful. So that's the end of the episode. Dobamon is introduced and crossed with Ballistamon. I don't know. That episode, it was okay. And that's all I can say about it. What do you think of the episode of someone who's new to Digimon?
Like, yeah, it's okay. It feels... Oh God, it just feels like such a huge waste of time. Even in... The moment they introduce this new character, you're like, okay, all right, this character has to have an arc beginning to end this episode because you know they're never coming back by how little character design they got.
Yeah.
He looks like just a random. They pulled just any weirdo NPC. They designed... Oh, There must be characters that showed up almost not at all in other seasons that have more design than this guy.
Yeah.
All the kids from the World Tour had more design than this guy.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the Digimon World Tour kids had, like, their designs were interesting. Even, like, the background ones that didn't have characters or parts that were just there in the background, they were nice. I really liked the level of effort they put into those designs. This character just looks like generic anime boy with not black hair, number 3. I don't know. He also looks like a male version of Tigeru's classmate who occasionally comes in to hit him.
Oh, I did think that was quite funny. Just, well, bam, right in the back of the head.
Yeah. Also, it's Tigeru getting hurt, and that's the best. Anyway, what was the rating? So I give it a 4. Like, it's not...
It's a 2. It's really boring. I wasn't interested. It was a waste of everyone's time. I knew how
it is. It's very Young Hunters. I liked the fact that we were introduced to another character. That's fine. I hated everything else. I hate how they, again, can't get the characters into any kind of, like, consistent relationship or friendship. Also, I don't think the weirdos were in this episode.
Team Rocket?
Yeah.
I don't think they were. I don't seem to have it in my notes anywhere.
Usually they exist to stand on a building and sneer.
And just stare off into the distance, being like, hey, what's up? Because we're super relevant, I promise. That's why we have this 6 seconds of intrigue at the end of the next episode in which nothing is said.
Mm.
Hey, look, it's the Watchmaker saying nothing of importance.
Yep, basically. So, predictions in Obnoxious Synopsis?
Pretty sure I had no idea what was going to happen. Yeah, I was way off. I thought he was making people spend money like crazy, not like trying to steal and eat money, because that makes so much sense.
Yeah, I don't have anything else to say. It was an episode.
It sure was.
Episode 63 starts off with them playing baseball, and I just realized I think I forgot the word for baseball when I wrote my notes, because I wrote yakute, which is the Japanese word for baseball.
That's kind of sad. Anyway.
Yeah, forgetting my own language. Whoops.
One day at a time.
And so I was about to be mad.
Because you thought that they were a baseball team now?
Yes, I was ready to be so mad, and you know what? That's legitimate. That's a legitimate expectation for me to think that they're doing that instead of them actually remembering something that they have previously introduced, which is that Taiki shows up.
And yeah, for the first time they're consistent.
This episode is, like, the consistent episode.
Like, it's like someone from the original series actually wrote this one.
Yeah, it's like they got the lead writer to write it, and the lead writer rolled their eyes and just said, what are you doing?
He didn't write the story, though, just the characters.
Yeah, so he's the coach, and he passes out, so I'm glad that there's a throwback to that. And Akari shows up, and as per her usual showing up, it's a pillow in the face.
That was great.
This girl is incredibly athletic.
She's always prepared. Also, like, how did Tsukiru get from one side of the fence to the other side of the fence?
He's got protagonist powers. People can just walk through. He's that dumb. Remember that episode of Adventure when he goes through the fence? I don't know. Show us your courage. Anyway, Akari's great. One day she threw Darulamon.
Oh, yeah. That was
Akari
dumb.
Is just like, she lifts. Like, I so badly wish that she was, like, a really, like, a diehard wrestling fan. And it turns out, that she was, like, just super into wrestling, and that's why she's so strong.
I guess.
I don't know, I kind of like that idea. Like, I don't know, she's, like, behind the scenes, she's always exercising, and her dream is to become a wrestler, and I don't know.
It'd be something. She'd be, Armika.
Yeah, she's, like, that's the new NXT one, yeah?
No, that's from Street Fighter.
Oh, right, no, okay, sorry, I thought you meant the cute one, the new, Japanese one in
Which
NXT.
Which one? There's so many.
I don't know, she reminds me of D.Va, because I think she wears face paint that's, like, pink and blue.
Are you trying to say Kairi Sane?
I think so.
The pirate one?
I think so. I don't know, I haven't watched NXT for a while, but she's adorable. Anyway, so I'm glad that it was now revealed that turns out that Taiki was just helping them as a once-off thing and isn't actually the coach of this baseball team like he was the coach of the kendo team, which, by the way, is really,
captain.
Really, really, really dumb.
No, Takira was the captain.
It was still bad. Anyway, so Tigeru says Akari and Taiki are lovey-dovey and they get embarrassed. I hate this, by the way.
Because they've never been romantically involved in any way before.
Yes, and that was always the good thing about their relationship is that it was never a romantic relationship. It was just they are friends and they help each other. And no one ever made a comment like, oh, aren't you guys cute? And I hate Tiger for making that comment.
Well, who would have made that comment? Like, Nene doesn't care. I've forgotten his name now. Matt doesn't care.
Kiriha.
Kiriha doesn't care. And Jeremy's too oblivious. And I don't think you ever met her.
Yeah, I don't know. She's just... Anyway, so I mean, I guess if someone has to say it, it must be Taigiru because he's annoying, right?
Yep, may as well throw somebody under the bus. Your main character.
Taiki feels bad about not telling Zenjiro and Akari about the hunt, and then Akari wins buffet tickets to a luxury hotel randomly at a store. I like how she is randomly relevant all of a sudden and now has the connection to Taiki. Like, it's this episode can't make up their mind about whether or not this is the first time in a year that they've spoken or they regularly hang out.
Yeah, because they don't act like they've been away for a long time, except when she first sees her as, like, he's surprised.
Yes. And it's also, like, why would she invite him to the buffet? Doesn't she have any other friends? She goes to a different school.
Well, no, obviously.
Like, why is this all...
Because it's a date, because that's why they established that.
Mm. No, it is, it's weird. It just, again, as with episode 61, it's very, like, how can we make them relevant? And that's annoying.
Yeah,
I like how they made
Zenjiro
relevant.
He's not relevant. That's not true.
He's never relevant at the end.
He's not relevant.
And he's just like, no, he comes in and says, oh, there's a guy who gives out crossloaders.
Just because he appears doesn't make him relevant.
Yeah, I know, but I like how they just sort of brought him in. That was funny. Anyway, so Rom is watching Akari win some buffet tickets to a luxury hotel at a store, and
at first I was like, why would the thing pop up a message like that? And then then she pulls out the actual ticket, and they go, well, they must have actually been running that.
Yeah.
The Digimon just messed around with it.
Yeah. So Taiki is saying how the final battle would never have been won if it wasn't for Akari and Zenjiro. Mostly Akari, though. Like, Zenjiro just kind of was there at the last point. Anyway.
He did nothing.
So Taiki is wondering if the clock guy should make the Digivices, and Shoutmon says no, but Taiki looks like he's considering it. And this is, like, a nice moment because it's something that's not explicitly said, but we have Shoutmon saying, no, we have to protect them. And he's really, like, stern and strict. And then we have Taiki in the background, and I'm not just sure if they won, couldn't be bothered animating his face, or two, actually actively making him seem like he's contemplating it. I don't know which one of those it is. I'm worried it's the first, because he also could just be staring off into space because they didn't animate his face. I just like to believe he's contemplating them having crossloaders.
I'm certainly willing to make it. It always seems more likely that it was laziness or stupidity with this season.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so it turns out Nene also doesn't know about the hunt either. Hey, we mentioned Nene, by the way. Remember her? We're not going to mention Kiriha, though.
Yeah, he's dead to us.
And I think... No, maybe he does say Kiriha. I feel like he should have. Anyway, so Akari invites Taiki to the hotel, which is weird, because is this the first time that they've seen each other in a year? This sure is the first time she's been mentioned in 9 episodes. It's, again, like the writers of Young Hunters did not see the season before it, because these guys have not been in any way relevant.
And somebody had to tell them, by the way, you forgot all of this stuff.
Yeah. So, meanwhile, Yu is thinking about how popular the buffet is and how there's a year-long wait list. So, Taiki ends up going, he's dressed up, Akari's still in the school uniform. It's weird that Taiki dresses up, I don't know, it just
because it's
weird
a date.
Taiki and Akari are given wristbands that has the menu, and I feel like these wristbands later on when you realize it's a trap are meant to make you trapped in there, but they never really do anything and get cut off, so I'm not sure what the point of them is.
It's the only thing that would explain why he dropped his crossloader, because you would think that if there's one thing that you're going to do, if you're a Digimon guy in this universe, is hold on tight to the goddamn crossloader.
Yes, but they are never... Like, it's like they said, okay, and then they put the wristbands on, and then they forgot about the wristbands existing until they went to animate the end scene. Like, oh, we have to get rid of those wristbands. They get them cut off. Yeah, they are never relevant.
Because you'd think they would be, and it's sort of, I assume, and it's only implied, that is the process by which they are dragged into the AR field.
But they've done that before, where Digimon have been able to pull humans into the AR field without...
But have they been able to drop them into one without touching them?
Yes. All the Digimon in this season have been able to do that.
Have they? I thought they've been grabbing
people. Pokemon was able to do it with the whole Okonomiyaki shop.
But they touched that first.
I don't know, I feel like it's... The other Digimon were just kind of there and able to open up portals, and I guess if you open one underneath their feet, they go through.
I agree.
Taiki shows up because he wants to embarrass them?
No, he wants to see Taiki embarrassed. Because that's the same as one-upping him, is seeing him upset. Because that's
this
what you do to your
bad.
Friends.
Agree. This is much worse than Daisuke.
Like, at least Daisuke wanted to see Taichi happy.
Yeah. Daisuke was never like, I'm just going to do this to upset him. Like, he
That'll
never
so
wanted
much
to one-up
fun.
Taichi. And whenever Taichi spoke to him, Daisuke was like, oh, I'm so honored. Like, it's just... Tiger is so bad. Like, when I say he's Daisuke 2.0, it's like if they took Daisuke...
Because you have no one worse to compare him to.
Yeah, made him worse than Daisuke and took out any redeeming qualities that Daisuke arguably had by the end.
I do like the use of the term arguably in there.
Like, Daisuke did grow.
Yeah, sort of. Not nearly as much as anyone else.
No, but he did... He did have a personality. His personality stayed the same.
Consistent.
Yes, his personality was consistent. And it was just... He was never, like, super duper selfish, except for that one episode, which is the worst episode in 02, where he just decides to, like, abuse his Digimon.
Yeah.
But besides that, like, it's... I don't know. He's bad. Tiger is bad.
Besides the abuse, don't pay too much attention to that.
Yeah. Just sweep that under the rug. We'll just deny it.
Yeah, just like anyway. Johnny Depp. Anyway.
Wow. Wow, good. Anyway, and basically a lot of other people, let's be real, about that thing that Australia can't talk about at the moment, and we can't talk about, especially not on a podcast, because people can't say it. Like, people can't talk about it.
All right, let's be less real. Less real.
Less real. I can't say it, but a newspaper, like the front page of the Thursday newspaper for the Herald Sun, which just like, it just said censored on like in white text on a black background saying the biggest thing just happened, but we can't talk about it. It is a huge thing. The rest of the world, like American publications are talking about it. We can't.
I actually don't know which one you're talking about.
It's the thing.
Well, that doesn't help me.
The long time coming thing.
What? Okay, you're going to have to send me something about this because I do not know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I will. But yeah, anyway, for everyone, just look up Herald Sun December 13th newspaper cover. And I believe all the articles about it have been, like, geolocation blocked because we can't talk about it.
Amazing.
But it's a big thing that happened and it's very good that it happened. But, yeah, no one can even post about it on Facebook.
What? What is this? Yes,
it's something that no one is legally allowed to talk about. And people were like, is it just the press? And then people were like,
okay,
no,
what's
it's
the
anyone.
Topic?
It's related to a guy doing some stuff.
Oh, that means nothing. Come on.
And it's a long time coming.
No.
And it has to do with, like...
Is it in politics? Is it a sports player? I actually don't know.
It's a whole thing about, like, not your religion, but another one.
Oh, is this the guy from Italy?
Yeah, no. It possibly could be related to... Australian, but Italy is involved.
Okay. I think I understand.
Yeah, no, we can't talk about it. Like, no one can. It's really weird. There's, like, some court thing because we can't, like, people can't influence the jury. And I'm just like, influence them on what? But yeah, so it's a thing. So, yeah, that's a thing. Anyway, so, Tiger is awful. Like, this guy who we can't talk about. And anyway... So yeah, Roma's there being Roma, just standing there. Also, I'd like to point out just Roma's there, again, one at a time, limited relevancy.
They made an appearance, they got their payday.
Like, I can't believe how many times in just these episode notes, I have just written, Roma is watching, or Roma is there, and it's just, like, multiple times.
He sure is present.
Like, he's just, like, kind of there, but without any presence. I'm not sure how someone can be there, but also not be there. It's just really,
That's the magic of 2D animation.
Anyway, so Superstarmon's there, and he welcomes Taiki as a superstar, and turns out it's all set up, because of course it is. Yu is investigating this. Akari asks Taiki why he still has a crossloader. Tigeru time shift. Tigeru, because he's stupid, and is just awful. He's like, oh, I really like Superstarmon's name, said the only person in the world who thinks it's a good name, I guess. Hey, we've got Starmon. What about this one? Oh, let's call him Superstarmon. Also, I'm sad.
When I saw this, I'm like, oh, my prediction's way off.
Like, remember that time where he's been in Frontier and he had the Elvis Presley voice? That was great. We don't get that because we don't have the dub.
But Superstarmon was in Frontier?
Yeah, he was on the moon.
Was he?
Yeah, with the Bergamon.
Oh my god, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, one of the only okay episodes. Yeah. Anyway, so Starmon and the Crossloader are talking about the other Digimon, like, to the other Digimon about Superstarmon, and this is the point which is really annoying. They're not able to leave the Crossloader.
Yeah, well...
Can we just point out, like, I mean, I just glossed over it, but yeah, I really do like the fact that Starmon knows of Super Starmon and that we're actually remembering that Starmon exists because they have not been in this season so far. But back to the point that annoys me, the Digimon can't leave the crossloader.
I just realized, like, is there a difference between reloading a Digimon and having them pop out on their own to run off?
No, but the point is, like, three episodes ago, we had Cutemon just able to jump out of a crossloader randomly.
Whose crossloader did he jump out of?
Taiki's, the same person.
Was Shoutmon out of the crossloader at the same time? That's what I'm trying to ask.
I don't know. I know Shoutmon's always out of the crossloader. Shoutmon
not in this episode, he's not.
No, I'm just saying Shoutmon is like... Because I get what you're getting at, because you can only have two Digimon reloaded.
No, but you can only have one.
No, I mean, sorry, you can only have one Digimon reloaded, you can't have two. But what I was saying was, Shoutmon is implied to be, most of the time, able to somehow transfer between the digital world and the crossloader and to the real world whenever he likes, because most of the time he's actually in the digital world. It's really weird. Anyway, it's really weird that they can't jump out now. Anyway, Roma is there for Super Starmon because he's rare, which is weird because Gumdramon's rare and he gave up Gumdramon in the last episode. It's really really weird. Best part of the episode, Super Starmon collects superstars. So we have the likes of Mike Jonas and Nikki Odama.
And also the guy who's clearly meant to be Bruce Lee.
Yeah, and we also have the Beatles and Marilyn Monroe.
Because these people aren't dead.
I mean, like, they have dead and alive people, but most importantly, yeah. Sorry, I just want to go back to Mike Jonas being Michael Jackson. Because, like...
You mean the fourth Jonas brother before they were famous?
Yeah. Like, I can't remember if I wrote down any more, but the best one by far was Mike Jonas and Nikki Obama. Okay, we've got... Marilyn Monroe is Nia Nonna, and there's a football star, and... I don't know who the guy in a cowboy hat is, but my favorite is Mike Jonas. I don't know. Nia Non is funny, though. That's a funny part of the scene. Anyway, so where was I? What happens next? I don't know. They see Nikki Odama. I don't know. I'm just distracted by that. So Roma's explaining to you and Tigeru why Taiki's wanted, which is weird because I'm pretty sure they should already know that Taiki is a big deal. Yu says that they should work together. Super Starmon calls them third class and Tigeru's like, hey, I'm first class. These guys are third class. I feel like they could have made it better by saying, I'm first class and these guys are second class. Like, I feel like that would have been funnier. So Gumdramon and Psychmon super evolve. I'd like to point out that Roma is a good guy in this episode, Taiki
sort of? Like, he seems to be on their side now.
Yeah, it's weird, but he's also not because it's inconsistent. Anyway, so Taiki asks Akari why he's so calm, and Taiki explains that when she's with him, she's calm because she just does it, and she goes along with whatever he does because she wants to help him. And Taiki explains that they're fighting against Digimon again, and then she gets really excited to see Shoutmon because she likes Shoutmon. And Tigeru tells Roma to tell him how to fight, so he gives advice for fighting, which is weird because that's very out of Tigeru's character, which is just very like Daisuke of I'm the best, nobody can tell me what to do. And it's like this minor moment. It's weird. Suomon saves Taiki and Akari and freed them from the wristband, which, by the way, we don't know what it did. We don't know why it was there, except it was the menu, but like surely bad guys do things. I don't know. That's a good description for Digimon. Surely bad guys do things.
You'd hope so.
Akari says that Shoutmon looks cool, and Taiki now shows he abides by the rules about the only having one Digimon reloaded at a time.
Well, it's Tigeru weird. Whole bit here where they do the double cross, so you can have one thing loaded at a time, but it also implies that you can only cross two Digimon at a time yourself. Yes. So if you want to cross four, you need a friend.
Yes.
Man, whatever it was, cross seven infinite or whatever it was called? Yeah. That's going to be really difficult. Mode. It's going to need a lot of people.
Yeah, that's going to be very complicated. So Tigeru gives Ballistamon and Drillamon to you so he can be relevant again, and they can double cross to follow the rules. Taiki isn't even in the hunt, so I'm not sure why he has to abide by the rules, but he does. Then at the end, you get Super Starmon because I guess the writers remembered that you is relevant to the plot, kind of. And the Clockman says that Roma has been holding back and some ominous stuff is going on, I guess. Super Starmon releases the other Digimon and superstars and stuff, and Tigeru apparently now has the makings of a superstar despite not doing anything this entire episode, just sort of being there. Tigeru did nothing.
Well, like,
you rescued Taiki and Akari. Roma did the fighting. What did Tigeru do in this episode?
Nothing. Did we talk about how Cutemon got the crossloader and it makes no sense at all?
You mean this whole season makes no sense at all?
But like, how did Cutemon A get the crossloader from the top floor of this hotel, and then he gave it to people who were at the ground floor, but he ran from somewhere away from the hotel as if like he's running towards it, but he should be coming out of the lobby towards them.
Okay, I have an answer.
Yeah?
It's the same way how Tigeru got from behind the fence.
I guess.
Yeah. Anyway, so enough with that plot discussion. Zenjiro bursts in, saying he's arrived from the neighbouring town of the neighbouring town, and is looking for the guy who's giving out crossloaders, and, I like this part, and then episode ends, and we are introduced to Super Starmon, crossed with Garnemon, and that's cool, I guess. What do you think of the episode as someone who's new to Digimon?
Oh, it's bad. Like, it's... The one thing about it is you get to see Akari and Zenjiro again, but oh my god, yeah. Nothing happens, and it's... I don't like it. It's a bad time.
I did not... I think it's probably the best of the three episodes we saw this week.
No, I like the end of the first one way better than anything in this.
Oh, no, I see, I hated the first one just because it was just, like... Yeah, sure, it was amusing, but it wasn't good. It was just like they wrote things together and added them together without any editing. It was bad.
Yeah, but this one, at least, is better than all the other ones, which aren't amusing at all.
But this one had some, like, relevancy to the other season of Digimon Cross Wars, and it had, like, some consistencies in the characters. I don't know why they... Like, Tigeru was not relevant in this episode, and he was still treated like he was by Super Starmon. It's weird. What was the rating?
Like a 2. I don't know. I didn't like it, obviously. When do I ever?
Like, yeah, I would give it a 6. Like, it's probably the better. The first episode of Young Hunters was still better, but it was just like... It was refreshing, because it wasn't a poo. It could have been... It wasn't, like, a steaming poo, okay? It wasn't terrible. It was fine. What about your predictions, Imnoxus Synopsis?
I was way off. I thought they would focus on actual Starmon, not this Super Starmon. I forgot they existed, so I couldn't possibly have guessed. And also, it's not in the name, you know? I didn't say a superstar, just a star.
Yeah, and also, the name, when I read it, I was like, oh, Nene comes back. But no. She doesn't. Which is sad, because I love Nene. Alright, what are your thoughts on Akari and Zenjiro coming back and potentially being relevant? Do you think they're just going to be forgotten about next episode?
My concern... I think they'll be forgotten about. My concern is that they'll go from the writers who understand them, i.e. this episode, to writers that have absolutely no idea what to do with them. And then you'll regret them showing up.
I know. I liked them being back. I can't remember if they're relevant again, which is sad. Oh, no. Maybe I remember. Maybe. Anyway, it was...
Are you telling me that Zenjiro would show up at the end here for literally no reason?
Would you put it past Young Hunters at this point?
Look, no. You're right. And I wish you weren't.
We should not give this season credit.
Ever. For anything.
It's just, meh. Anyway, so there are more kids with crossloaders. What are your predictions for this?
We'll have a bunch of episodes where randoms show up for one time to do something that is not even necessary, not even relevant to the hunt, but involves hunting. And it's gonna suck. And I'm not looking forward to it. And I wish this would end my suffering.
I'm sorry. This is no dub.
Oh my god. Just praying for small blessings.
Imagine if we finished Young Hunters, and on the day we finished Young Hunters, a dub is announced.
I would quit.
I know. I would obviously have to cover it somewhere else. Anyway, so speaking of dub, I have a fun game for us. Let's predict what the dub names would be. I'd like to point out that I was writing all the names, and I included you in the list.
Even though Ewan is already the name.
Yeah, but we already have him as... I forgot that he is the same character as the little boy in the last season. That's how different he is.
I honestly think that they were called Tagiru Tiger. Like, yeah, that would be his name.
I've written down Tyson or Tiger.
Oh, no, Tyson. Yeah, that's...
Tyson is... But Tyson was also the main character in Beyblade, who, by the way, looks like a Digimon protagonist. Anyway, so
out.
I'm thinking Tyson or Tiger. I guess Tiger is closer to the name.
Oh my god,
Tyson...
he does look like a Digimon protagonist.
Yeah.
He just needs goggles. Oh my god.
Yeah. It's a Digimon protagonist. I'm pretty sure there are Beyblade characters who look like who have the goggles as well, and who aren't Digimon protagonists, but they're Beyblade protagonists. And I feel like there's one that's just Izzy. Like, he has the same personality. Oh, okay, look up Kenny. Type in Beyblade and Kenny. That's the Izzy character, by the way. But who does he look like to you?
Oh my god. Why does he look familiar? Who does he look like?
He looks like Tai Chi.
Oh, yeah. Only a little
bit. He looks like a little... Yeah, all the characters here look in some way like a Digimon character.
The problem with this Kenny dude is that his, like, glasses are meant to be kind of on his forehead, but they're between his forehead and his eyes in a place that they would not normally sit.
Yes.
And then he's got... So the bottom rims of them are over his eyes, just like his hair.
Yep.
Oh, it's weird. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, next character, Roma. I think Ryan, maybe?
Yeah, I can't think of anything else that would be better for that.
Like, I'm trying to think of, like, in the same way that we have, like, Angie, Akari, and we also have Jeremy and Zenjiro, like, words that are kind of similar-ish?
Hmm, something like that. And it should start with the same letter. Usually that's what they go with, except for...
Except for Zenjiro and Yuen.
Yeah, because you pick something in the middle then, because nothing starts with Z.
Mm. We have Ren, and I said possibly just stay as Ren, or Sam, or Ryan, even though we already said Roma was Ryan. Oh, by the way, did you have any other ideas for Roma besides Ryan?
I am trying. I can't think of names that start with R that anyone actually uses.
Yeah, that's why I struggled with Ren. Like, I just think Ren probably could just stay as Ren, or make it like another 3-character first name, like Sam or something. Or Remy, I don't know. Or Roma could be Remy.
Remy is a jerk's name, and he is a jerk.
Yeah, so how about we have Roma being Remy and Ren being Ryan?
Yeah, that could work.
Yeah, and then for Iru, I have Amy.
Or Anna.
She looks like... No, I feel like... No, see, I was going to say, like, Anna or something, but it's too close to Angie. Or Annie. Like, it's just still too close to Angie. So I chose Amy, because she just looks like an Amy to me.
Yeah, I could see it. The way she would say it would be really annoying. And I'm Amy.
Or, like, yeah, I was thinking, like, the one I was thinking about before I realized that Angie was a character is that we could have Angela.
So Angela, yeah.
Yeah. Or Angelica, because she just reminds me of Angelica from
bad.
Rugrats. So, like, yeah, like, I don't think we're going to have, like, a dub at this point. I would much rather Atmon get dubbed. Like, that'd be good, because Atmon was good.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they should just give up with Young Hunters, like, just bury it. It's fine. And, yeah, so those are my dub names. Do you have any other input? I wanted you to stay as you, by the way, because think of all the funny you puns they could make in the titles, because the dub loves puns, but then, yeah, he already is a character.
The world ends with you.
Yeah, thank you, next. All those names that I haven't been able to use because I've only remembered them a week after you's been relevant.
Yeah, and then he just stops.
Yeah, you is not relevant. It is very much thank you, next, because we don't care about him anymore because he already had his plot.
So you asked me a question. I do not remember what it was.
Yeah, I was just saying, do you have any other dub character names?
No. So I didn't have time to think about it like you did.
Yeah, sorry. I kind of like asking you these questions on the fly because I don't know. Good point. So we have Tigeru being Tyson. Roma. What are the name we come up with, Roma?
Remy.
Remy. That's right, Remy. Ren being Ryan. Iru being Amy or Angela or something. And you being you because I forgot he was a character. And there were no Digimon introduced, really, because we already seen these in Digimon before. There was no, like, I guess, yellow Palgumon.
Yagumon.
For Postmon Pat this week, first up, we have a Gmail from Embermoto. And they say, personally, they don't want a dub. They just want the music to be more accessible. And the favourite thing about Hunters is the music. So I would say that, like, just because we get a dub doesn't mean we get the music, because the English dubs always have their own music.
Yeah, their own terrible music.
But the music in Young Hunters is good. Like, it is probably the best thing about Young Hunters is the character songs, and each Digimon has, like, a character song that plays during the evolution, and that I like that. It's nice. It's not better than having the same evolution music for every main character. They have their own unique one, and I really like that. Anyway. Emoto then says that this season was supposed to be an anniversary celebration, but it turned out to be a horrible tribute, but that's why it's grabbing at concepts and ideas from across the entire franchise. And I wouldn't say that that's, like, it's grabbing from too many different seasons. It's definitely got the savers, like, Digimon are drawn to the corruptions of humans sort of thing. And, like, I keep on thinking, oh, this is just, like, this is ripping off Atmon, but then I realize Atmon was after it.
Atmon so, took these ideas and made them okay.
Yeah, and that's good. Like, Atmon did a better job at taking ideas from other seasons and doing them well. Like, it's just like, well done, Atmon. Our next message is from Molly.
Copying it? It's like, no one's gonna know.
Yeah. And Molly says that they've been listening since we're about halfway through 02, and they love us a lot. They've already started listening when they were moving house and spending days at a time in a huge old haunted farmhouse by themselves. And they picked up an old hobby from middle school, which is cross-stitching pillows, and they sent us a few photos, and very, very cute.
It was really cool.
Like, really well done, too. Like, I admire anybody who can do craft, because I am absolutely useless with my hands. Like, it's mad respect for any artist or anybody who does anything physical. It's great. So, well done, Molly. Molly says that they love Davis, but they hate Tigeru. So it always hurts whenever we compare them. So I guess, good news, we say why Daisuke is better this episode. So look forward to that. I'm sorry that we compare them so much, but at least Daisuke is better. Molly says that Tigeru seems mainly selfish compared to Davis. While originally Davis is selfish, he does grow, and he does start to treat, like, he treats others like Ken really nicely and comes into his own character. Molly says they did not want to watch Atmon because they thought it would be just Hunters again, but after we were watching it, they watched it, and they thank her. They thank us a lot because it was really great, especially the ending.
Oh, yeah.
Molly says that they always hated Frontier, but could never articulate why, and they're very thankful to Jay, who was able to put those words together. So yeah,
all it takes is fresh eyes. You gotta harvest them and eat them the same day, and that's how you get these analytical skills.
Well, I think people do like your fresh look on things, though.
And then there's just people who wouldn't listen past episode one because they didn't like it.
Yeah, well, presumably if people are still listening now, they can deal with your behavior, and like, it's not really, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just like you don't like Digimon and you have problems with Digimon.
It's real
surprise,
bad.
Surprise, Digimon has problems. Like, it's, I don't know why people go around saying that Digimon is this perfect franchise.
That's
popping
out of a box. Surprise, Digimon has problems.
Yeah, like, it's just like, even when people say, oh, Tamers is really, really good, it's perfect. No, it's not. I wouldn't even say Atmon is perfect. I have problems with Atmon. It's the best Digimon season, but it's just, I don't know. Anyway,
it's got problems.
It's good. And Jay, you can read the last two messages?
Yeah. We got one from Takato Fan, coming out swinging. Saying, on episode 18, halfway through Adventure... Wow, that's a long time ago. A poor Jay hoping for Try to make sense. Also, hearing this for the first time in December 2018, and Jay talking about 2018 being far away. That was quite a few years ago now.
Yeah, so, like, Takata fans been commenting on, like, each episode as they watch them.
That's so
through,
cute.
YouTube. And it's really nice because... And they said, oh, I'm really sorry for saying what you said. I'm like, no, we actually would appreciate it if you are watching, like, or listening to an old episode, and please tell us what you're referring to, which is really good. Takata fans was like, I know I shouldn't be really quoting things that you said. I'm like, no, do that, please, because I can't remember things I said.
I want to hear the dumb stuff I said.
I can't remember things I said in 2015. Like, that was 3.5 years ago. I can't remember things I said last week. Like, it's, yeah. So, I hope they're still listening by this point. I told them that we were still doing podcasts and that I would be reading this in the episodes.
Eventually.
So I hope they're still listening to this.
And I hope they're still offended to Carlo. I don't know.
Like, it's just so weird that, like, yeah, we were talking about things that were in 2018. Like, oh, that's so far away. That's not real year. And now we're just, like, December 2018. And just, like, man, it's going to be 2020 soon. Now we do. We'll have 2020 vision. Anyway, continue.
So they say that really, like, our take on the series, it's really interesting to see through fresh eyes, again, harvested the same day, through Jay. Our first season of Digimon they watched was 02, so they're one of those weird fans that prefers the dubs, even though they know that hands down the sub is better. Even so, they did watch the sub years ago, once, and they don't remember much, but it's cool to hear a side-by-side comparison. At May, since you knew the dub first, if they remember correctly, they didn't really think the kids were mean to each other. Did you always think that was the case? And thanks for doing, like, in...
Yeah, no, I...
Because you watched English.
To answer that question, no, I definitely do not, like, I never thought that when I was a kid. Like, thought it was funny. I thought that everything was fine. Like, as a kid, there are no problems with the dub. And when I'm an adult, like, there's still no problems with it. Like, it's not aimed at me. It's aimed at kids in America. Whoa. And I am not a kid in America. I'm an adult. And I'm also watching alongside the original version. And
are you an adult, though? I've met you.
Moderately.
You have a lot of Digimon toys.
I'm just saying. Anyway, so no, I did not. I never thought they were mean until I was watching them side by side. And I thought, man, comparatively, I guess it's a localization thing. But yeah, the kids are just really mean in the dub. And I guess if you're saying that in 02, and it just sort of continues in all the seasons, that, like, the dub characters are just mean to each other.
I think it really hit me once when someone's like, yeah, the Japanese don't have sarcasm. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they don't really. That's very, they have a very different sense of humor.
It's super weird. And I'm like, oh, no wonder. Because English humor is all sarcasm. So once you put that in there and you try to be funny, then all of a sudden you have to be mean to people because that's where, like, humor comes from.
I think that slapstick, but I feel like in...
But you can't do slapstick without, like, animation that goes with it.
But I can't remember the type of comedy that's really popular in Osaka when they're all like, that one sort of, like, I guess is sort of like a meaner spirited one, but like, oh, you're a dummy. And it's just, I don't know, it's... don't know. It's different humor, but yeah. Continue.
They go on to say thanks for doing the shows that were fun to listen to. Thank you. They never really cared for Matt at all, and they're with me that these episodes solidified that opinion. They don't hate him. It's just not his. They're not their favorite. One thing they really love about Zero Two music is the fight songs, and May trying to nudge Jay to realize what reliability references. He doesn't get it, so he just says, "You're just asking leading questions. My elbows are starting to itch from these puppet strings." Man, I'm clever.
You saying that,
I completely forgot about that.
Yeah.
And May replies with, "I wonder what it's like to have elbows," which leads to a big Gomamon discussion, and Jay still has no idea.
Yeah, so that's in reply to the episode 02, which is called like Old Reliable in the dub, and it's when Joe comes back as like we were introduced to Joe again and seeing what he's like in 02, and you could not predict about what was happening. Like, you were like, I don't know. It was funny.
It's because that's not what his thing is.
It is. It's reliability.
Not really.
Like, he's called Old Reliable. Anyway.
And I'm with the Will from Chuckmon, who says, I think the closest we ever got to an attack for Cutemon was episode 27, when Cutemon uses his ultrasonic wave to speed cook the potato cake. If generating rapid heat can be said to be an attack, and I think it can. I actually feel a bit sorry for Opossumon. There's an unrequited need for, like, love and attention from Iru that is reminiscent of Dokkamon and Aries' relationship.
But somehow worse?
It is worse. Because they don't give it any time to breathe.
Yeah.
And Ren is definitely cutthroat in this competition. But they do love him. Dracumon is such an unusual Digimon. And they like Ren's goal of collecting rare Digimon. You know, that thing that no one else does.
Yeah.
Except also Roma, who leads their group. He has a hat.
Yeah, it is a... I believe that Chuckmon, obviously with the name Chuckmon, really likes Tomoki from Frontier. And the hat is kind of reminiscent of Tomoki's hat.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Alright, everybody, just for the next episode of The Rising of the Shield Hero, going to Hong Kong, protect the super beauty idol. Hey, she's back!
Unless it's just another Digimon. Maybe it's Ranamon. Nah, it's just Ranamon, it's fine.
Nenemon.
And Tigeru turns soft, Gumdramon's big crisis. And I guess they're fighting again.
Oh, wow. Or Delicious, or Nasty, the Digimon Ramen Contest.
This season likes food.
Who doesn't?
Quite a lot. Like, yeah, food's important, and ramen is good.
They like food and sport.
I think that's another... Yeah, food and randomly inserted sport and interests. Anyway, so I think that's another episode I remember, I think. I think it's okay. I don't know. So the link down in the description. And a red pubble is also... Red pubble? Red bubble?
Red puddle.
Red pubble. Red puddle is the new Fitbit. Our red bubble is linked in the description. And you can get more than just shirts there, too. You can contact us and stay updated. You can email us at lostintranslationmon@gmail.com, or you can comment on this episode or message us on SoundCloud. You can follow us on @translationmon on Twitter, and you can find us on Lost in Translation on Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And remember, we're not doing a main episode until January 19th because I'm away. So if you want to stay updated with any of the goings-ons, that's probably the place to do it, because I'll be doing a lot of photos from my trip and updates and stuff. So check that out. So we have a discussion thread on With the Will, and a Reddit thread on a Digimon subreddit, and we would appreciate if you would review us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and any other podcasts in the app that you use, because ratings releases people finding out the podcast, allegedly. We also have a website, vote in polls, check our release schedule, and check out our blog posts.
And you can donate to our Patreon, which is linked in the description, from as little as $1 a month, which gets you access to our listener Slack chat group, but there are higher levels with more rewards, such as notes, early episodes, and more. And thank you to our Patreon supporters, Sam Krieger, Joe, Anime Guy, who is Anime Guy Kurosaki, Saki in the number one on YouTube, Chuckmon, Stephen Reeves, who's at Wildwing 64, who's just Wildwing 64 on AO3, Kaidawashi, Chisai, who you can follow at Chisai236 on Tumblr, Kyle, Deledi Bugman, whose anime blog you can read at baguburagudu.wordpress.com, Tom, Glitchgoat, Matthew, Anthony, who's at AntoClassic on Twitter, Lismet, who's a Lekmon on Tumblr, Quinn, Sithobi, Megan, Neobu, The Time Optimist, Nicholas, Michael C, Starry, Keith, of the Friends and Firelight podcast, and Reggie.
You can also make a one-off donation on our PayPal, which can be found in the description. It's paypal.me/airdramon, and make sure to listen to the podcast. Hey, buddy, see you next time. Bye.